This week, two satellites made by the Japanese company Astroscale created some space industry buzz when they hitched a ride on a Russian-built Soyuz rocket into low Earth orbit. Their mission? To perform a trial which might be the first step in cleaning up our orbital rubbish. The Wire's Leon Giorgio spoke to space expert Dr. Rebecca Allen.
The satellites are called the ELSA technology, and what that stands for is End-of-Life Services by Astroscale. And essentially what they're hoping to do is that this is a demonstration of a technology where you've got a pair of satellites that have been launched, and one will act as the kind of client, or we'll say the aged out or dysfunctional or no longer useful satellite, and the other one will actually act as the, I guess we'll call it the controller. And so the idea is that through magnetic forces, the controller satellite will attach itself to the client satellite. And essentially what it will do is it will control it and drive it down and put it on a path where it will deorbit and burn up into the Earth's atmosphere or, again, along a specified trajectory.
So how do we currently dispose of space debris and other orbital objects?
So what this depends on is our current strategy is that we're able to communicate and control things. So this is why we think of things like satellites that we're still actively communicating with and, space telescopes. And so essentially what we can do is send them a command that says, come home, which means that they deorbit and most of the time will burn up in Earth's atmosphere or will be a planned trajectory where they will land somewhere harmless like the middle of the ocean. And so that is a significant challenge, is that we have to be able to communicate and control satellites and such objects to be able to tell them now is time to burn up in the atmosphere so that we get rid of you. And so if it's something that you cannot control, like these tiny little fragments of debris or satellites which we may have lost connection with, and so then that's where things get really dangerous, because then it's challenging, A, to track them and just figure out exactly where they are, and then to mitigate the risk that they may cause.
So essentially you require a cleaning system that can handle two significantly different problems, one being tailored for large objects and the other for tiny debris.
I think this is where we're going to see an important test of the technology, because it is still a hypothetical solution, that the types of space debris we have, that the type of magnetic activity that the small satellite will be able to generate will do a good job of actually attracting the smaller debris. And then, of course, once it has it, what's it going to do with it? And so I think, both scales of the debris are very challenging. So A, if you have to dock with a larger satellite, that means, again, you have to know where it is, and it's a very precise maneuver to attach this kind of controller satellite to that client satellite and then maneuver it properly. And then with the much smaller space debris, the thing is that there's just so much of it. Is, one or two of these small satellites actually going to make a difference? And so hopefully if we see that this technology is successful in both types of mitigation, then you could imagine, like we see, fleets of communication satellites. We could have fleets of these kind of debris catcher satellites that could act in both manners. Now, controlling satellites is not a trivial thing, and you have to fuel the satellites, and you have to be able to maneuver them in these types of positions, and you have to be able to monitor them. So I think, again, that's why this demonstrator mission will be very important, because it will showcase whether, this capability is really ready, or do we have more development to go. Certainly we hope that we see some success in this mission.
Are there any other companies that are currently working on similar technology to solve this problem?
There are a lot of what we're seeing now, and this is good, but it's also challenging. We're seeing a lot of startups in the realm of satellites. The challenge, again, with satellites is not only designing the specific type of technology, which could be very profitable, right, if you are able to prove that you can address this critical challenge to space operations, then you've got, governments across the world that will be utilizing your service. So there's definitely, other startups that will be looking to design similar things. But the other challenge is then access to space. And so Astroscale has been able to, work with the Russian Space Agency, and then also is next going to be working with the Japanese Space Exploration. And so you have to really have that connection to be able to access orbit. And launching satellites is, you know, really just as expensive, if not more, than developing them. So I think that's going to be a hurdle for some of the other, you know, companies. The Astroscale was formed actually quite a few years ago. And so now we're just seeing this demonstrator. And so perhaps in the next few years, we'll see similar types of demonstrator missions.
Dr. Rebecca Allen, she's program lead of the Microgravity Experimentation for the Space Technology and Industry Institute at Swinburne University. And she was speaking to The Wire's Leon Giorgio.